Okay, today we're learning Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We are holding at the top of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to explain the source of Rabbi Yishmael that Avodah Zarah of a Nachri is not Asur until it's actually worshipped. So Mikan Amra Avodzcham Shalovik Chav Mein Asura Ela Ad Shet Yaved Vishal Yisrael Miyad. That while an Avodah Zarah belonging to a Jew becomes Asur immediately, if it belongs to a Nachri, it's only Asur once it is worshipped. So the Gemara says, how can you learn from this pasuk that Avodah Zarah is only Asur once it's worship? Again, this is from the pasuk of Beit Abdunas Kol Mekamos Asher Avdusham Hagoyim VaBeKelim UKimnala. We already said that this pasuk is talking about the Isra of Kelim that were used for Avodah Zarah, not the Avodah Zarah itself. So how can you prove from this pasuk what the status is of an Avodah Zarah itself? So the Gemara explains, Amakra Asher Atem Yorshim Osam VeEs Elohehem. Osam is the Mekamos that the pasuk was talking about. The Mekamos are the Kelim that were used for Avodah Zara. Makish Elohehem lekelim. We compare Elohehem to the kelim. Ma kelim ad sheyavdu, af Elohehem nami ad sheyavdu. Just like the kelim only become aser once they're used in worship, so too Elohim themselves, the Avodah Zarah themselves, only become Aser once they are worshipped. Rabbi Akiva to lo makish, Rabbi Akiva, who does not make this hakish between Elohim and Kelim, Amalach, he'll tell you, es hifsika inyan. When the pasuk says the word es, it separates between the two inyanim, and therefore we don't make the hakish between Kelim and Elohim. So the Gemara explains, how do I know that Avodah Zarah belong to Yisrael is Asur right away without being worshipped. Rabbi Yishmael Ashkan Avodz Chav Mishalov Yichavim Dein Asurat Shetiavit Yisrael Dasur Miyad Minalei. So you've explained very well why an Avodah Zarah belonging to an Avodah Zarah is only Asur once it's worshipped. But how do you know that an Avodah Zarah belonging to Yisrael is Asur immediately? Svaruhu David Chav Mat Shetiavit Yisrael Asur Miyad Mida Ovid Chav Mat Shetiavit. From the fact that the Torah has to tell me that the Avodah Zarah of an Avodah Zarah is only Asur once it's worshipped, why does the Torah have to tell it to me? Because the default position is to assume that an Avodah Zarah is Asur Miyad, so an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Asur Miyad. So it says, Ema the Yisrael, Klal Klalo. No, maybe an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is not Asur at all, meaning even after it's worshipped, and that's the difference, that an Avodah Zarah of a Nachri becomes Asur once it's worshipped, but an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, the default position would be that it would never be Asur. So, Hashe Geniza by Yisrael Mitzra, that doesn't make any sense. An Avodah Zarah of Yisrael certainly needs to be buried, it needs to be gotten rid of. So you're going to tell me that it's not Asur Bana, the Ema Kedovik Chavim, but maybe an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is just like an Avodah Zarah of Novik Chavim, meaning the Torah tells me what the status is of an Avodah Zarah of Novik Chavim, and I'm supposed to assume and realize that Hu Hadin, the same is also true of an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. No, Amar Krak, as the Pasuk says by the Chere Egel, the Es Chataschem Asher Asisem Es Egel, from the fact that Moshe said Es Asisem and not Asher Avadite, we learn that Mishas Asiyah Kam LeBechet, that already at the time that it's made, that it's constructed, it's even if it hasn't yet been worshipped, it's already a chet. It already becomes Asur Bana. Eima Hanimili LeMekam Gavr BeChet Itzuri LeMitasra. Yeah, of course you've done an Avera when you've constructed an Avodah Zarah, but how do you see from there that it, as a Cheftza, becomes Asur Bana? All you see from there is that it's an Avera to do it. Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, that cursed is the man who makes a pesel l'masecha, not who worships, but who makes. Mishas asiya kam le'ba'orur. He's cursed already from the time that he constructs it. So says Gemara, yeah, but ema hanimili le'mekim gavra ba'orur. Itzuri l'mitzra. Maybe that's only to say that the person is cursed, but that doesn't tell me again that the cheftza becomes aser. Says Gemara, tovavas Hashem k'siv. It says that it is a tovavas Hashem. That's a din in the Cheftza. So that is all the explanation of the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel for Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva will explain when it says Tuavas Hashem, Davar HaMevi Lidei Tueva. That which brings about worship is Asur Bahana'a. Of Rabbi Akiva, Avodzcham Shalav Yichavim, Tasur Miyad Minalei. Where does Rabbi Akiva learn his understanding, his din, that an Avodah Zarah belonging to an Avodah Chavim becomes Asur immediately, even prior to being worshipped? Amar Ula, Amar Kra, Psile Eloheim, Tisra Fun. be'esh. Misha psalu nasu eloha. That you have to burn psile elohim. We call it psile elohim to tell me that from the time that it is formed, that it is fashioned, it already becomes an avodah zara, and therefore already becomes asur ba'anav. The idach, and Rabbi Shmuel would say, omi bai le'ilchud tani. Rav Yosef, we already need psile elohim to teach us what Rav Yosef taught. The tani Rav Yosef, nine lov cham shaposel eloho. How do I know that Rav Chaim could be mevatel his own avodah zara? Meaning, if Rav Chaim decides to take away the avodah status of his avodah zara, that works. Shneimer psile elohim tisra fun be'esh. It's from that word psile v'idach. And Rabbi Akiva will learn the idea that he could be mevatel an avodah zara. Nafka lemi deShmuel. He derives that from Shmuel deShmuel Rami, because Shmuel asked the stira k'siv lo sachmur kesev zav aleihem. Aleihem means on psile elohim, which the Torah had spoken about previously, that it's asr to get hana'a from kesef and zahav of an avodah zara, uksiv v'lakach d'lach, and it says v'lakach d'lach, that apparently you're allowed to get hana'a from it. Haketzad, how could we reconcile the fact that it says you can't get hana'a from it, and the fact that it says you can get hana'a from it? So we reconcile it as follows. Psalo loha lo sachmod. If it was initially fashioned for avodah zara, asubana. Psalo me aloha, if you're mevatel it from any longer being an avodah zara, the guy has rejected it as an avodah zara, v'lakach talach. Now it becomes mutar bana. So says Rav Rabbi Kiva Ashkan avod zchom shol v'chom dasru miyad, yisrael asher tiyavin minalan. We've explained half of Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that an avodah zara belonged to an avodah chavim becomes asher immediately, but how do I know the other half of Rabbi Akiva, that an avodah zara of Yisrael is only asher once it is worshipped? Amravida Amarkra Visam Basaser. Visam Basaser are extra words in the Pasuk, so we darshan that avodah zara is not considered a Toavas Hashem at Sheyasla Dvarim Shebaseser, until you've done those secret things with it, meaning until you've actually worshipped it. The Idach, how's Rabbi Shmuel going to respond to Visam Basaser? Homi by Lilchid Rabbi Yitzchak, he needs that to teach me Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Levatzchem Shel Yisrael, Shetuna Geniza. How do I know that you cannot, if an avodah zara belongs to a Jew, you can't just be mevatel it, but you need to bury it in the ground. Shenemar vasam basaser. Quite literally, you should put it in a hidden place. You should bury it underneath the ground. The idach and Rabbi Kiva would say, how do I know that you can't just be mevatel it? Nafka lemidrav chistam rav. Tamar rav chistam rav. Minayin lavodzcham shal Yisrael shatuna geniza. How do I know that an avodah zara of Yisrael requires geniza? Shenemar lo sita l'cha asher kol eitz etzel mizbach Hashem. Mam is beach ton geniza, afashera ton geniza. Just like the mizbeach requires geniza when you're not using it, it's asur b'hana. So tun ashera requires geniza, meaning it's asur b'hana v'idach. And Rabbi Shmuel would say, hahu, the idea that it says l'sitelcha ashera kolaytzei till mizbeach, that pasuk mean boy leilchad reish lakish. We need fresh lakish's drasha. Dam reish lakish. Kol hamamid dayin she'ino hagun. Anyone who establishes a judge who is not ra'ui to be a judge because he's a Rasha, kilu notea asherah b'Yisrael, it's as if he's planted an asherah tree in the Jewish people. Shenamar shoftim v'shotim titan lecha b'chol sha'arecha. It says you should establish judges. V'samachle, and right next to that the pasuk says lo sita lecha asherah kol eitz. So we assume that there's a connection between the two. Amar Rav Ashi b'makom tamidi chachamim. And if it's in a place where there are tamidi chachamim that are qualified to be judges, and you chose one of these Rishayim, then it says if you planted the Asherah right next to the Mizbeach. So, okay, main point over here is the Gemara derives the source for Rabbi Yishmael that an Avodah Zara of an Ovid Kochavim is only Asur when it's worshipped, but Shal Yisrael is Asur Miyad. And for Rabbi Akiva, that the reverse is true, that an avodah zara of an avodah chavim is asur miyad, but shel Yisrael is only asur once it is worshipped. So now the Gemara brings a din about a kli that you're misakin in order to use for avodah zara. By Rav Amnuna, ritech kli l'avodah chavim mahu. What if a person fixes up a broken kli for the sake of avodah zara? Does that become asur b'hana? Avodah zara d'man. So who's the owner of this avodah zara, of this kli? Ilema, If it belongs to Ravik Chavim, Ben Rabbi Kiva, Misham Shevels Chavim, and Misham Shevels Chavim, and Nasser Rashi Avdu, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel would acknowledge this has a status of Misham Shevel Dezara, and we've already learned that it's only Asr once it's actually worshipped. Vela Avod Chavim de Yisrael. It must be that we're talking about a Kli that's made for the sake of an Avod Zara of a Jew. Salibi Deman. Well, then it depends who we're following. Ilem Alibi Rabbi Kiva, if we're following Rabbi Kiva, that it's only Asr once it's actually worshipped. If the Avodah Zarah itself that belongs to a Jew is only Asr once it's worshipped, of course the Mishamshei Avodah Zarah of a Jew are only going to be Asr once they're worshipped. So we must be asking, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Asura Miyad, where Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Avodah Zarah of a Jew is Asr immediately. Yeah, that's the Avodah Zarah of a Jew. But Mishamshin Gamrinan, what about the Mishamshei Avodah Zarah of a Jew? Do we compare Mishamshei Avodah Zarah of a Jew to Mishamshei Avodah Zarah of a Goy? And therefore, Ma Hasa Matshei Avdu, Afhacha Achei Avdu, just like Mishamshei Avodah Zarah of a Goy is only also once it's actually worshipped over here as well, when it belongs to a Jew as well. Odilma Mina Gamar, or do we say that the status of Mishamshei Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael is derived from the status of Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, Mahi Asur Miyad, Af Mishamshei Asur Miyad, and therefore, just like the Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael itself is Asur immediately, the Mishamshei Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Asur immediately. So says Gemara, my area to come Yibayilei, Ritechli, Tibayilei, Asa. Why are you only asking about fixing a kli? Why don't you talk about making a kli initially for the sake of Avodah Zarah? According to Rabbi Shmuel, should it be Asr right away when you make it, like Avodah Zarah Visal itself, or only when you use it for worship, like Mishamshei Avodah Zarah of a Nachri? So the Gemara explains, no, we're not going to ask a question. The question is not about the Yisra Hana. The question was really about Tumas Avodah Zarah. The Yisra Hana, for sure, is only going to apply once it's actually worshipped. Rav Hamnuna Mishum Tuma Yishana Kami Bailei. What he was really asking about was about the Tuma of Avodah Zarah. Midrabanan, we established that there's a din of Tuma for Avodah Zarah. What if you had a Kli that was used for Avodah Zarah, then it was broken to be Mevatel any Avodah Zarah status from it, and by so doing, you've taken away its Tuma status as well. But now you fix the Kli for Avodah Zarah, does its Tuma return? So the Gemara explains, where do we find that Tuma can come back to a Kli when you fix it? Ditnan, because there's actually a Mishnah, Maseches Kelim, in the 11th parak of Maseches Kelim. Klei Matachos, if you have metal Kelim, Pshutehan, if they don't have a base kibul, they're just flat, Umekablehan, or they have a base kibul, Temeim. Such kelim are going to be tamei nishtabru if they then break such kelim break after they become tamei tiaru, they become tahar chazur vasan kelim. If you turn them back into kelim yachzur l'tumah yishana, they go back to their old tumah v'hachi kamei bayilei. And here is Rav Hamnuna Shaila, ki hadra tumah hani mili l'tumah d'haraisa avol tumah d'rabanan lo odim lo shna. Maybe that din that when you refix a previously broken kli, it goes back to its tumah, that is only by a tumah d'oraisa, but by a tumah d'rabanan, like the tumah that were gozer on Avodah Zarah, maybe not. Odilma lo shna, maybe there's no difference. V'tibayilei shar tumus d'rabanan. Yeah, but why does Rav Hamnuna Dafka ask the shayla by tumah Avodah Zarah, not by any other tumah mid'rabanan? So the Gemara says, chada migo chada kami bayilei. The shayla, one shayla is included within the other shayla. Tumah d'rabanan mi hadra o lo hadra, and im tim simil om lo hadra, tumah d'avodah chavim mishum. Meaning the shayla really is, does Tumah Midrabanan come back in general? And even if Tumah Midrabanan doesn't come back when you fix the Kli, maybe Tumah Midrabanan of Avodah Zarah is more strict, because Tumah Midrabanan of Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah in general is more chamra, so we always treat Avodah Zarah related things in a more strict way. So main point over here, Rav Hamnuna raises the shayla. Do we assume that if something was tamei mishum avodah zarah and then was broken and then is fixed, that the tumah returns like a tumah d'oraisa? or do we assume that it does not return? Teiku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Okay, so the Gemara brings another halacha, or another shayla relating to Tumah of Avodah Zarah. Ba'i mina Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yannai, tekrovus avodah zarah shel ochlim. If you have tekrovus avodah zarah, a food that was brought for avodah zarah, and they become tamei mahu. Mi mahani lo bitul the tarina mitumah. Does being mevatel it as a tekrovus avodah zarah help to be metaherit or lo? So v'tibayil kelim. So says Mar, why are you only asking about food and not about kelim? So kelim lo kam yibayil kivon de islahu tara b'mikva tumanami b'teila. Kelim, we find that there is such a concept on a daraisa level of kelim that were once tame becoming tar by going to a mikva. Kikam yibayil ochlin. So you know, by kelim, it's not a shayla that the tumah of avodah zarah would go away as well. The shayla is by food. There's no such thing as dipping food in a mikva. So v'tibayil avodah chavim guf. Why don't we ask, so the Gemara asks, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan ask about the Avodah Zarah itself? Someone was, let's say, mishtachavet to food. Does being mevatelit as an Avodah Zarah take away its tumah status? So says Marna, Avodah Zarah gufa lo kim baile. That's also not a shayla about the Avodah Zarah itself. Kivan di isura batel to manami batel. If the isur of Avodah Zarah is batel, the tumah status is batel. Kikami baile to kroves Avodah Zarah. Shayla is food that was used as to krovas shalochlin. My, what's the din then? Is bitul going to take away the status of tumah? Given the surei lo batil, since the isra of avodah zarah on to krovas can never become batel, kid Rav Gidol, like we learned from Rav Gidol way back on Dav Nun Amud Aleph, so tumah nami lo batla. So maybe the tumah status also should not become batel. O dilma, isra daraisa lo batil, tumah d'rabanan batil. Or maybe isra, which is daraisa, the isra of avodah zarah, which is daraisa, cannot become batel. But the Tumah, which is only Drabanan, can become Batel. So the Gemara leaves this unresolved as well. Teiku. So last main point over here, the Gemara has an unresolved Shaila about food that is Tekrovas Avodah Zarah, that you are Mevatel as an Avodah Zarah, as Tekrovas Avodah Zarah. Does it still remain Tameh, or do we assume that the Tumah status disappears? Okay, we'll stop there, and next time we'll pick up Nun Beis, Amud Beis.